In a world where geek opinion rules, it's time for Movie Talk on We Got the Geek.
Optimus!
I like this ship.
You know, it's exciting.
All right, welcome to another exciting episode of the We Got the Geek movie panel. And sitting in with us this week for the first time ever is our good friend Jonathan Kelly.
Hello.
And Casey is here too.
I will try to remember to call you John.
Who's that?
I know, right?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you prefer John or?
Whatever you prefer.
All right. So we're going to get to some movies in a few minutes that we took a look back at this week. I wanted to bring something up to Kath, though, that I read today. So Sam Raimi's been making the rounds for Oz the Great and Powerful, and he actually confirmed what we heard about two or three years ago. Anne Hathaway would have indeed played the Black Cat if he'd have gone ahead and done a Spider-Man 4.
Man.
And Malkovich was going to be the Vulture.
Man.
And he was really sad he didn't get to do a Spider-Man 4. He wanted to make up for Spider-Man 3 and just go out on the best possible movie he could.
You can't make up for that movie. It was the worst.
It was pretty bad. But yeah, Anne Hathaway. So do you think she still would have played Catwoman if she'd have played the Black Cat?
I don't know. Well, Ryan Reynolds did, so why not?
True, but he didn't play two cat versions.
Yeah, but...
All right. Agree to disagree. And he had a funny quote about the Amazing Spider-Man that came out last year. They asked him if he'd actually had a chance to see it. He goes, I haven't seen it yet. I am a fan of the director Mark Webb, and I love Emma Stone. But if I were to go see it right now, it'd be like me going to an ex-girlfriend's wedding. Which I thought was kind of cute.
Aww. The dog's here.
Elvis is in the studio. All right. So, every good movie starts with trailers. So, I think we should do a little bit of trailer talk before we get to our movie reviews. And I guess we're all on board with the trailer we saw yesterday for Iron Man 3.
Amazing. Can it be May now?
May 3rd. Can you please come soon?
So close.
We got a better look at the Mandarin. His voice was a little cheesy at times, though. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is all messed up from the events of the Avengers, it looks like. He can't sleep. He's got the Extremis armor, which is the armor that was controlled by his mind. And I never read the series, but I guess it messed him up pretty bad in the comics.
Yeah.
The effects looked cool with the armor just going all over him. And we finally got to see Rhodey and the Iron Patriot.
That looked awesome.
Armor. Yeah.
That's going to be good.
And then all the various remote-controlled suits of armor that he had at the end of the trailer were amazing as well.
Well, like when he was falling in the water and he's just suits kind of putting on him slowly, trying to like...
Yeah, yeah. Hunter brought up that one of the armors... In the background was the Hulkbuster armor, the armor he used in the books to go after the Hulk in.
I don't know enough about his different armors to know that.
There's this big, bulky, mammoth armor that he hasn't used in the movies yet.
Some people are nerds, some people are uber nerds.
Yes. But, yeah, it looks fairly amazing, and it's a little over 2 months away, I guess. Eh?
Do you think at the end all the other Iron Mans are remote-controlled, or...
I think so, yeah. There was an awful lot of them.
There was, yeah. It was a whole arsenal.
Arsenal was there?
wrong universe. Now, someone has actually posted, and I'm going to be good and not go read about it or watch it, the end scene from the end of the credits.
How? What? What?
I don't know. Someone from the studio has put it up there. I ruined the end of Iron Man 2 with the Thor scene, so I'm not going to do that ever again.
No!
But yeah, it looked really amazing. I think that's going to be the big hit of the summer.
That and Star Trek.
Star Trek for sure, yeah. I sent you the link, but I guess you'd watched them a million times already anyhow, the Star Trek Into Darkness.
Every day.
They do look cool. So what's your opinion? Who do you think that Benedict Cumberbatch is actually playing? Because they haven't said, really.
No, it's really a mystery.
I mean, some people think he's Khan.
I don't know.
And they even had that scene at the end of one of the trailers where Kirk and Spock are separated between glass, like in Wrath of Khan, and he's talking about what would you do to protect your family and whatnot.
It's possible. They're still too vague. They didn't really...
Yeah.
Giving us the information.
Are you excited about Star Trek Into Darkness, Kath?
Yeah. Like, I really like the first one.
Yeah. And then there was that cool shot of the Enterprise coming out of the water. So Star Trek 2 is also in May as well. It's a jam-packed May. Superman's out that month as well.
So many things.
I'll be living in Mississauga, going to the IMAX every day.
Yeah, you were saying you'd seen Avengers in IMAX? How was that? I've never been to IMAX before.
Pretty much after seeing IMAX, the only way I would buy the movie is if I had a 400-foot TV.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was unbelievable.
Wait, you don't? You don't have a 400-foot TV?
My house is only, you know, be bigger than my house. But, no, it was, it was 3D, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you go see them in 3D?
Yeah,
or?
It was 3D. The glasses were probably the size of your face. They're huge. Wow. But it was, every shot was crystal clear, and no matter where you look, you're seeing the movie. You weren't just, like, stuck in the corner, but it was unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess you'll be camping out in Mississauga then the whole month of May.
It's going to be an expensive month.
Yep.
And now,
it's my birthday.
And the kids.
By the way.
And free comic book day.
So, see, you're starting off with free.
And we'll also be at Fun Expo in May. May's going to be great.
And ArtoCon.
And ArtoCon. Can't wait for May. One movie I can wait to see, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, is Jay and Silent Bob's groovy cartoon movie. Kath, let's start with you.
I'm getting old, and Kevin Smith is not, apparently. I don't know. I watched the trailer and went, really? Really? I wasn't impressed.
Especially since he's been branching off trying new things lately.
Yeah.
Like he did Red State and Cop Out. And sure, he's going to end his career on Clerks 3, but I think that movie might be a little bit more than dick and fart jokes. The story is the Blunt Man and Chronic story. But it's the comic that he wrote, like, 10 years ago, which they're adapting, I guess. And here's a question for you. The animation looks pretty crappy.
Yeah, I didn't like the animation.
Would you be more excited if it was in the Clerks the Animated Series animation?
Maybe. I don't know. The animation wasn't catching me, but either was the storyline.
Not really. Which is a shame, because we're, like, his biggest fans, and that was one of the big reasons we met.
Yep.
$69,000 to make that?
69.
I think they wasted their money. Like, they were acting like they saved a bunch of money, but that looked like it was made for, like, $10.
Yeah.
Some kid in grade 3 just drawing the coloring book. Here you go.
I wasn't impressed. I'm sorry.
No, it didn't... You know, it obviously the dick and fart jokes had a couple chuckles, but...
Yeah.
But beyond that, it was... It's been done. They've done it before.
Yeah.
Like, how many times can you remake dick and fart jokes?
Yeah. Maybe if Mark Hamill was coming back to voice Cockknocker, but he's not.
I think at this point, we are not his target audience. And unfortunately, it really shows.
With this one, yeah. It's more of a Jay Muse project, though. I guess he produced it and...
Alright.
That
doesn't make it right.
No, I'm not saying it makes it right. We wouldn't be seeing it anyhow, probably, because he's doing the... Q&A tour around with it anyhow, where you gotta pay.
It's not even coming around here. It's not coming to Toronto or anything.
No, not that Red State did, I don't think.
I thought it did.
Did it?
I could be wrong though.
But it was a shame. I was excited to hear about to see that trailer finally, and
yeah, I was so excited. Like new Kevin Smith project. Oh my god! And then I just wanted to cry.
Yeah.
Real tears.
Like, can you like just put all your energy into Clerks 3 now?
Yes. Actually, speaking of Kevin Smith, I was watching Live Free Die Hard last night. I totally forgot he was in the movie.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, look, Kevin Smith.
He was the Warlock.
Yep.
You were excited in the theater when he showed up.
I didn't scream out loud.
You did?
Okay. You probably did.
I totally did.
Like Twilight with all the 12-year-old girls.
Ugh. Yes.
Not that I would know.
I'm not 12, so yes.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, so it's a shame, and I feel sorry for him, and...
So sad.
Yeah. Anyhow, so maybe we should get to our movie reviews. And in honor of John being here, I finally decided I was going to watch Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Finally.
Finally. And let me tell you a little bit of my history with the Transformers movies. I thought the first one was just okay. Wasn't a fan of the second one. A little bit too much of Shia LaBeouf screaming.
Yes.
And not a Megan Fox fan.
Well, you weren't until This Is 40.
Yeah, okay. True. By the way, I need to ask you this, John.
Okay.
We're friends on Facebook, and I remember the summer the second one came out. How many times did you end up seeing that in the theater?
In 1 week, I saw it 5 times.
Wow. Now, that's like, to me, when I was younger, my movie 5 times in theater in a week was Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. But, wow, 5 times, okay. How many times, was it 5 in total, or did you go more than that?
Oh, I went more than that, but in just 1 week it was 5 times.
Okay.
I had different people to see it with, and then I saw it alone once because I was a loser and I was bored.
I have done that in the past, so you are not a loser, sir.
It wasn't a bad movie. It could have been better. It could have been less of Shia LaBeouf being, you know, Optimus and whining, but...
Yeah.
But where Optimus actually dies was pretty shocking.
Yes.
And it had its moments of where it was really good and then where it just kind of sucked.
So because I wasn't a fan, we watched it on TV one night and we were both mad, I think, that we watched it. So I vowed I wasn't going to go see the third one. And then the trailers came out and it made it look like it was cool. It's like, oh, I might go see this one if Shia LaBeouf doesn't scream. And as soon as I said that, Optimus, like, not going.
But what did you think after you saw it finally?
All right, so that brings us to this week. We finally watched Transformers Dark of the Moon. And hang on, I have my notes here. First of all, no Megan Fox. So right there was awesome.
So, +2.
+2. They replaced her with Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, a model who I'd never heard of.
Who's dating Jason Tatum.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Is that why they were considering him for Transformers 4?
That's a possibility.
Okay. So no Megan Fox, which was great. And then the movie starts off, like, with such a cool idea. Back in the 60s, they launched something from Cybertron, and it ended up on the Earth's moon.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing, which I thought was amazing, was that's why John F. Kennedy starts the space program, so they can get a moon up on the Earth, and or on the a ship up on the moon, and see what the hell crashed on there before the Russians do. I'm dyslexic. Not.
It was a neat idea, and the way they kind of tied it in, it actually kind of worked a bit.
Yeah, I liked it. So the ship crashes on the moon, starts the space program, and then they show the moon landing, and then it goes dark from the broadcasting, and they go and see what the hell crashed. And it was a ship with a face on it, I guess?
It was called the Ark.
The Ark, right. And I was excited about that because I'm old. I was born the week they landed on the moon. So between that and Men in Black 3 when they were going to go to the moon, that was exciting sci-fi time for me. And then from there, it kind of started to go downhill for me. We got the Shia LaBeouf getting his medal montage, which, by the way, I didn't mind Shia LaBeouf in other films besides the Transformers. And I want to go on record now as saying he's the worst actor ever after seeing him in this. What else?
Worst actor ever. That's a little hard.
He was not that great in this movie. He got that piece of crap car that reminded him of Bumblebee.
It was a classic. Come on. He was doing some upgrades.
Yeah. I think we said it. It's Bumblebee if Bumblebee looked like crap. I don't know. Jump in anytime, Kath.
Cricket. Cricket.
She's busy Facebooking right now.
No, I really don't have much to say about this movie.
Really? You didn't like it?
I thought it was a really good idea, and then it just kept getting worse.
I will say this. John Malkovich was amazing in his cameo in this.
Well, yeah, when he showed up all of a sudden, I was like, wait, what?
He's always awesome.
Maybe there was going to be a red tie-in. Mm-hmm.
I thought the effects were good, like the battle scenes with the explosions, and then when Ironhide got blown up, that was a little bit depressing.
I was happy the racist robots weren't back.
The two little jazz and whatever.
Those guys from the second one.
The Mexican ones, whatever.
Yes, thank you.
Racist robots.
They were racist. Jerry Wang, as played by Ken Jeong, from Community, he was awesome in it.
Of course.
Who wants some chicken din, bitch, I think was his line in the movie. He's always awesome, though.
Funny seeing him holding a gun sideways to a robot, a big, huge...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the robots that turned into computer screens. That was pretty cool.
Oh, like the Velociraptor?
Yeah, those little...
Velociraptor-looking ones?
Yeah, those snaky-looking robots. Alright, so that brings us to the robot who was stuck up on the moon, Sentinel Prime.
Played by Leonard Nimoy.
The great Leonard Nimoy. I like that, because I guess he was the voice of one of them in the cartoon movie in the 80s?
I think so.
Yeah. I was surprised he came out of retirement for that, though.
It's kind of awesome.
Robot.
He needs money too. He's probably getting low. I mean, he's pretty old.
Probably. He did retire from Star Trek conventions and stuff, so. The robot had a beard. Because I guess they modeled the robot after Sean Connery.
The robot had a beard.
Yeah, Sentinel Prime had a beard.
Yeah.
So, would you have liked it better if Sean Connery was the voice of that guy?
No, because I liked Leonard Nimoy as the voice. I would have liked it if it didn't take such a bad turn and wasn't 2.5 hours long. Really?
I'll say one thing about these movies, though. They always have the most interesting casting.
Does Michael Bay know that a movie can be less than 2.5 hours long?
We were 2 hours into it, and I'm like, wait a minute, why isn't this over yet?
Yeah, back in 86, he played the voice of Galvatron.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there was the Galvatron. Transformers movie, yeah.
When I was born, 86.
Oh, jeez. Okay, we get it, we're old. You were born the summer Howard the Duck came out.
But, it wasn't bad. Some scenes were kind of, like, stop already, like when he was looking for a job. That went on too long.
Yes, yes. And what about Patrick Dempsey?
That was...
Why was he there?
Because he was awesome.
He was working with the Decepticons.
Yeah.
He was going to be one of the rulers of Earth when they took over.
Really didn't think it was necessary.
No. And he was there to give Shia a hard time about his girlfriend. By the way, this wimpy kid is going to get two hot model-like girlfriends in his life.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
No, never. I was lucky enough to get one.
Was she nice?
Shush you. But yeah, I always liked the casting. In the last one, they had Rainn Wilson. And this one, they had Ken Jeong. And Aaron from 24 was one of the military guys.
General Marshauer.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to see Terry Crews came back for a bit there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And...
it wasn't Terry Crews. It was...
You have IMDb open right
Tyrese?
In front of you.
Tyrese Gibson, yes.
Tyrese Gibson, yeah, because you had to tell me his name.
Yeah, because you thought it was somebody else. I don't know who you thought it was.
I thought it was another action guy. I couldn't remember his name now, though. I felt like they wasted Josh Duhamel in this movie. Like,
yeah.
He didn't do too much. He was just there.
Yeah, and I love Josh Duhamel.
Yeah.
I did like the cool flying suits that they had when they jumped out of the helicopter.
Those were cool.
That was awesome.
And so many of them died.
Yeah. Yeah. And seriously, okay, we get it. Chicago's destroyed. Like, destroy it more.
Well, I mean, New York is destroyed all the time. Why not give Chicago a turn?
And where was all the people in Chicago? Like, hiding indoors in the basement? They didn't show anybody.
The robots are here. Get inside.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Yes.
That is the second time you have made that reference today, by the way, that I know of. You may have referenced it before we
It's quite we met possible. Up.
And is it in his contract that Shia LaBeouf has to scream a lot? Because that's all he did in this movie.
How about the awful...
Like a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About everything.
That Shia LaBeouf, haven't you ever seen any of his other movies? He's the same way in all of his movies. He doesn't change.
I didn't mind him before, but now I'm just looking back on all his acting thinking he's terrible.
Well, like in Disturbia, he's supposed to play that way. Like, that's how he is.
Right.
But I feel like he didn't really change his acting style.
Yeah, even back when he was a kid in the Holes movie with Fonzie.
When he was Stanley Yelnats?
All right, maybe he was okay in that one.
He was good in that one because he was supposed to be a whiny little kid.
And he still is.
He did well in that role.
And he thought he could just keep doing that and get by it, apparently. Yeah, no.
Well, if that's what they want from him, he's certainly earning his keep.
Yeah, it worked. He got 3 movies out of it.
I got a medal. Yeah, the whole... Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the Decepticon watch that he had to wear. When
that was cool.
Yeah. I wrote it down here, a stupid, evil Decepticon watch. So he could report the Autobots back to Patrick Dempsey. What was the show he was on? Not House.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy, okay.
I may have seen all the episodes.
That's okay. I remember him from the 80s when he was in Meatballs 3 and Can't Buy Me Love.
You've seen all the episodes because you had a girlfriend who made you watch them. Am I right?
Yes, and okay. Still watching them because they're still going on.
Okay. It's not like you camped in front of it but and went, oh my god, it's time for Grey's!
He really is McDreamy.
I do that now, actually.
Nerd!
Like, tomorrow night is Grey's night. I have to work this all, but I'll miss it again. I'll just have to download it.
Oh, it's not like it's 90210.
Hey. You stop it. Glee.
I'm a girl. I'm allowed to watch Glee.
All right.
The end.
Point
to Kathy.
Yep.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
We've been sitting here talking about the third Transformers movie, Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Why did you sound like Garth?
I don't know.
Dark of the Moon.
Dark of the Moon. Party on, Wayne. So, I don't know. Shia LaBeouf screaming, just to sum up.
Now, what did you think of Rosie Huntington's character? Did you think it was necessary or just there because she was hot?
I don't think it was necessary.
No.
There was, like, the one scene near the end where she's just standing there like an idiot while everything's blowing up around her.
She's walking towards Megatron and just no care in the world?
Yeah. Like, that would happen.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, big robot. How are you?
I'm a British supermodel who Shia gets to be with in this one.
Yep.
Yeah. But I guess she didn't call Michael Bay a Nazi, so she was allowed to be in that one.
Give it time.
Speaking of which, Michael Bay is working with Megan Fox again on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles after she called him a Nazi.
That's going to be... I don't know how I feel about that.
She's April, the reporter.
Couldn't they find anybody better? You know, somebody who could act?
True. Without toe thumbs.
Oh, maybe she'll wear gloves.
I went there. Oh, then that'd be
she'll
good.
She'll be one of the turtles with her toe thumbs, short fingers.
Mm.
Oh, cowabunga, dude. what else do I have here? So, yeah, it was 2.5 hours long. I didn't realize that before we put it on. You had to leave and go to work. It was so long.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You left. I was sitting on the couch with Diana going, when will it end?
It just just when you think it's over, it just keeps going.
More fighting in Chicago. And then the Autobots fake leaving the Earth.
We all knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Like, they're not on that ship.
No.
Oh, no, the Transformers all blew up. That was a great movie.
The end.
The end. There's a lot of Star Trek references in this movie. When Bumblebee was saying goodbye to Shia LaBeouf, I can't remember his name, Sam?
Sam.
Sam Witwicky. And he had all his quotes going. One of the quotes was Spock from Star Trek 2 saying, I have been and always shall be your friend. And then it might have been Patrick Dempsey that said the line, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yes, it was. When they were talking about that Transformers home planet coming down. Cybertron.
Cybertron.
I almost want to say Unicron. Well, not the right Tron. But and then there, she's asking what they're going to do with all the people. And he's like, well, they'll all be slaves. And then he said that line.
Yeah, poor Patrick Dempsey. At this point, I would rather see Can't Buy Me Love 2 than him in another Transformers movie.
I would love to see Can't Buy Me Love 2.
I've never seen it.
Can we make this happen?
Was that the movie? I haven't seen it since the 80s. Was that the movie where he was a nerd?
Yes.
And he bribed someone to make him cool?
Amy Dolan's.
Was that who it was?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she made him cool and all the girls in school wanted him?
Because he's McDreamy.
He was McNerdy in that movie. It's pretty good, though. You should watch it, John.
All right. What's it called?
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. Funny story about Patrick Stewart back when I was watching or reading celebrity gossip online. Somebody crashed a car in front of his house, and he actually went to their rescue and saved them.
Cool.
He's a hero.
He's a McHero.
Yeah.
I don't even remember how this movie ended. Did they win?
I went to work.
Yeah, they won. It was all with, do you remember the two little robots they had?
Yeah, those, yeah.
They went inside one of the big-ass flying cockroaches and started messing with shit and broke it. And then that kind of made them fall and had different weaknesses. And then, of course, they killed one of the pillars and everything just went away.
I forgot to mention, Kath. And hope this isn't a spoiler for anyone, because it was out 3 years ago, I guess, or 2 years ago. Sentinel Beard, he betrayed the Transformers.
Yes.
And went to work with the Decepticons.
That's amazing.
Oh, if only we could see you shaking your head and rolling your eyes.
Yeah, I'm sure it can be sensed.
Really? So they have announced a Transformers 4, right, with Mark Wahlberg.
I'm not sure how I feel about that one.
No?
No. Mark Wahlberg.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Say hello to your robot for me. Shia is too good to come back, I guess.
Isn't he afraid of being typecasted and being... although he's already there.
Yeah.
He's done 3 of them.
I made 3 movies. I don't want to be known for this.
I'm going to go scream at someone else in another movie. Billy Bob Thornton.
There's Fisherman Nat Turtles. Michelangelo!
Ew.
And he sounds like he's crazy anyhow in real life as Shia LaBeouf kid.
Didn't Harrison Ford like tell him to just shut up?
Yeah, because he went on record after a couple of years after the last Indiana Jones movie came out. He went on record saying, oh, it was terrible, I should never have done it, and blah, blah, blah. I guess Harrison Ford sat him down and said, you need to shut the F up, okay? And be thankful with what you have and all this.
Worst Indiana ever, by the way.
Out of the Indiana Jones movies, you have to admit that was the worst one.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, it didn't help that Harrison Ford's 110 years old, and he can't really move the way he used to.
He sought refuge in a refrigerator, and that saved him from the atomic bomb.
Yeah? And what's your point? Yeah.
And there were gophers.
All right, I'll admit the gophers were dumb. But now you're messing with my hero. We're talking about Transformers.
Look! I love Indiana Jones. I love Harrison Ford. That movie wasn't good.
No.
We're getting back to Transformers Dark of the Moon.
Which was worse than Indiana Jones 4.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
I mean, explosions.
Shia LaBeouf was in Indiana Jones 4, but not as screamy.
No, he didn't scream at him ever.
But Indiana. Still is whiny.
Yeah, I gotta give him
still,
that.
Still is useless.
Swaying with monkeys in that one, though. Cricket. So I think I'm going to go on record as saying Transformers Dark of the Moon, I'm going to give that 1 bearded robot out of 5. No, you know what? I'll give it 2 because I did like the beginning and I did like where they were going to go, but they didn't quite go there.
They made a wrong turn down.
Yes, down exploded Chicago Boulevard.
Like, I was really excited at the beginning and the whole, like, JFK and everything. I was like, oh my God, this is so good.
It's a cover up by JFK.
And then no.
Nope.
No.
Okay, I made a left turn down Bearded Avenue and...
Yeah.
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 I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5.
Kath?
I'm giving it 2 moons out of 5.
All right. So before we get to our next review, why don't we take another break?
Okay.
And maybe we have something positive to say about the next one. Well, there's no Shia LaBeouf in it, so
it's a good... right there.
It's already a win.
All right, we'll be right back.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, we are back. And like I said previously, we're sitting here for the first time with John Kelly. Great to have you, man.
Good to be here.
And the next one we chose was Star Trek from 2009. A couple reasons. I knew you were a Star Trek fan. And secondly, the new one's coming back, so we thought we'd go back and take a look at this one again.
May 17th,
yeah. It was the first time we'd seen it in 3 years, I think.
Something like that.
I think I watched it a few months ago.
I was going to ask you, have you always been a Star Trek fan? Do you remember how you got into it?
Oh, yeah. My parents used to watch Next Gen when I was a kid. I remember vague memories of watching TV and seeing Data on a beach. In one of the episodes, I don't know. To this day, I don't know which one it was.
Data on a beach.
But then from that day on, I used to have, I had like model Star Trek ships and Enterprises and, yeah, always. And then I just started watching, I watched the original series and more Next Gen and then got to Voyager and DS9 and Enterprise.
He just made me feel real old because I was going to say, I remember watching the original series with my parents when I was a little kid.
Ditto. I was like, really?
I gotta admit, though, the TV shows were okay, but I never really got into any of the series. It was the movies that I was a fan of. Most of the movies, anyhow. I remember I got dragged to see the first Star Trek movie when I was a kid. And as any Star Trek fan will tell you, it's the most boring piece of 3-hour crap that you'll ever want to see. Worse than Batman and Robin.
Mm. Oh. They
spent all their money on special effects and... Not enough on a script, I guess.
What was your favorite original series movie?
Voyage Home, actually. Yes. The 4th one.
That's the best one.
That's the one I saw multiple times in the theater.
I have it on VHS and DVD.
Oh, yeah, we have the VHS. That was the whales for, you tried to watch it the one time.
Mm-hmm.
I never remember the answer to this, Kat. Did you ever see a Star Trek movie before the new one?
No.
No? Okay.
I saw Nemesis alone, but by myself one time.
That was the only one I never got to see in the theater.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the only one aside from the new one that I saw in theater.
I can find good things about all of them, except for the first one.
Yeah.
Which I was going to ask also, do you believe in this odd-numbered, even-numbered Star Trek curse? Like, they all say the odd-numbered ones were bad, and...
I don't know. I've only seen here and there of the old movies. I've seen the first one, like, the third and the fourth one.
Okay.
But I haven't really seen... All of them. I've seen the search for Spock, and,
right?
But I never really got a chance to watch them all because they were really boring.
Okay. Yeah, so I was always a fan of the movies. I thought it was great that they rebooted with the younger versions of the original cast. They've been talking about this going all the way back to the 80s. I guess Star Trek VI originally was supposed to be a look back at them at Starfleet Academy. And they were going to have Shatner and Nimoy at the beginning and end of the movie talking about it.
I'm glad they waited.
Yeah, because that would have been horrible back then.
All that technology they had, all the, yeah.
Yeah.
All them computers and graphics.
So let's start talking about it, Kath. Chris Pine, I know you're a big fan of.
Yes, I am.
And
he's pretty.
Sure. I thought the casting of Zachary Quinto as Spock was perfect. Mm-hmm. You might remember him as Siler from Heroes. I remember when we saw the casting, it was like, wow, the serial killer from Heroes is playing Spock.
He did a good job.
Yes.
And it was because of that movie I started my little crush on Zoe Saldana, who played Uhura.
Mm.
I forgot about that little skirt when we watched it this week.
Yeah.
And that was a new wrinkle in the Star Trek franchise. Spock and Uhura had hooked up.
Yeah, that was
unexpected.
Alternate universe-ish.
Yeah. But it goes along with the way they did it, though.
Was it logical? That is the question.
Oh, nice.
Even I was a little worried about, was it John Cho?
Yeah. Oh, Harold, yeah.
Yeah, I was a little worried. Yeah. I was a little worried because I didn't really see him as like a serious actor, just a kid who likes to get high.
Yeah.
And no, I was impressed.
He was good. I didn't much care for Anton Yelchin, who played Chekhov.
No, and his accent seemed very forced.
It was too Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are much too Russian.
On the other hand, how good was Carl Urban's DeForest Kelly impression as McCoy?
Oh. Even Scotty.
Well, Simon Pegg was great.
Simon Pegg, yeah.
I just love Simon Pegg anyway. I'll sit there and watch him read a phone book.
And we got to hear the origin of where he got the Bones nickname.
Yep.
Which was great.
It's called Bones.
My wife took everything except my bones.
I thought the bar fight in the beginning was pretty awesome.
I kicked Kirk's ass, man.
Oh, but Kirk, he put up a good fight. One person against the whole,
whole
crew there.
You better go get some more guys, I think he said.
Yep, and then he kicked all their ass before they kicked his.
Yeah. Something we didn't know when we first saw the movie, the kid playing Kirk at the beginning, when he was taking off in his dad's car, was the kid from No Ordinary Family, I think he said.
Yeah, so we were watching it, and I'm like, I know that kid from somewhere. And he was from No Ordinary Family, which came out, like, 3 years after the movie?
Yeah, maybe a year or so after that.
Yeah. So it's not like we knew him when we watched it.
And then one of the Starfleet officers was Medea? Tyler Perry or something like that?
Yeah.
Which was odd.
Totally forgot that Winona Ryder was in the movie.
So did I, and John was saying as well earlier, can't believe she was Spock's mom.
Well, the funny thing is, I'm going back and I'm rewatching like old Friends episodes. This actually does tie in.
It does, actually.
And, like, just last week, it was the episode where Ray Green, Rachel ran into, like, one of her old sorority sisters, and it turns out, back in college, they had made out, and their coconut bras were clacking together. And it was Winona Ryder. So I just watched that, and I was like, oh my god, it's so funny! And then all of a sudden, she's Spock's mom, and I'm like,
yeah.
Is she going to make out with Ray Green? Is that where Spock came from?
And something cool to look back on now, Kirk's dad was Thor.
Oh!
Yes.
And his mom was, I can't remember her character's name, but the main actress from Once Upon a Time, Jennifer Morrison.
Yes, it was, let's see.
It was Snow White's daughter.
Yeah.
Emma,
yeah.
Yeah.
And we hadn't watched this since we'd seen Thor and the Avengers, so it was weird seeing him with short hair sitting there as Kirk's dad.
And apparently she was Zoe from How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
She was married to the captain.
Kyle MacLachlan, yeah. special effects in this were fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I love the shot of the Enterprise coming up from Saturn's moon.
Just going to say.
The ring, I mean.
When I was going to Cuba and we were taking it on an airplane, when we went through the clouds...
You saw Saturn?
No, but all I thought of was the Enterprise going out of the clouds. And the, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you just sit there and say, make it so?
Yeah, I had the window seat. I watched the whole thing.
Oh, dear.
What did you think of Eric Bana as the villain?
He was all right. He was pretty good. I have no complaints.
He was all right.
Watching it now, I felt like he was doing a bad Bane impression.
Oh, really?
Which doesn't make sense since it came out like 45 years before Batman.
Interesting tie-in. Bane played Captain Picard's clone in Star Trek Nemesis.
Yes, he did. He did.
I don't know. It just... Yeah, like, Bane was such a good villain that I think, like, everybody's trying to be him now, even before he was Bane.
What are you talking about, Mr. Wayne?
Because Eric Banner played the first Hulk, right?
Yeah.
Or Banner, the worst Hulk.
Yeah, yes.
He was good.
We were just talking.
What Hulk was your, dogs
the
were
Hulk
not.
The Hulk dogs, especially that poodle.
Well, because Ang Lee just won the Oscar, and I'm like, he's still responsible for Hulk dogs. It's something I won't forgive.
But no, I had no problems with Eric.
He was good.
He pulled it off. I didn't really know Nero before the movie anyway. I didn't know, like, his background. I didn't even know he was
just
a character.
Calling him Tommy.
The only background they had of him was they had a four-issue comic book series that came out right before the movie that time, which showed Spock in the future before he time-traveled back to the time of the movie. And the series was great. Worf was in it.
Oh, really?
Worf was the... Data was the new captain of the Enterprise.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was really, really impressed with Star Trek from 2009.
Yeah, the ships, like the graphics when they were going to the Singularity.
Yeah.
The big Romulan, I don't even know what it was.
Thing?
Yeah, the big clawed ship, I don't know. But it was pretty cool, it was really, really well done.
I remember getting real excited when Leonard Nimoy showed up as Spock in the movie, yeah. too. It was a great passing of the torch moment, I guess.
At first, I was kind of mad that Kirk wasn't there, but I look back and I'm like, I'm kind of glad he wasn't there.
Did you hear the story of how he almost had a part in the movie?
No.
So, J.J. Abrams had actually written, they had a cameo written for him. At the end, when the two Spocks meet each other, young Spock was going to give, or old Spock was going to give young Spock a necklace that he was wearing. And he was going to open up the necklace, and it was going to be a video of William Shatner in the future saying how proud he was of Spock becoming ambassador, and they've been friends all these years, and he was proud of that. Shatner would have no part of that. He wanted a part as big as Leonard Nimoy in that movie.
He's broke, too. Come on. Like, he's pretty old. And...
Yeah.
He's got his Priceline money.
By that time in the movies, though, Shatner's character was dead, though, from the future where Spock came from.
That's true.
It's like, well, why don't you just... And I guess Shatner wrote a series of books where Kirk came back to life. Like, why don't you just make my books canon and have Kirk go back in time with Spock?
That would have ruined the whole movie.
He seemed like a big baby about it, is what I was trying to say.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, it worked out well that he wasn't in it.
How about when they were doing the jumping from the ship to break the drill with the no sound?
Oh, that was awesome. Where they jumped out of the ship onto the drill and one of the guys flew right into the...
the red shirt?
Yeah, the red shirt, yeah.
Or the red suit in this case.
And we got to see John Cho sword fighting like typical Sulu Asian did on the show, yeah.
Yeah, typical Asian with a sword, you know. Yeah,
I just remember the episode of George Takei running around all crazy with the sword and no shirt in the hallways of the Enterprise.
Yes. Was it? That's when he was, I would say, possessed kind of.
Yeah,
thing. Yeah,
yeah. What, you remember that one?
Nope.
Oh, jeez. It was a good time.
As long as they bring back the Tribbles, that would be cool.
They should. I mean, they've never... Have we seen them in a movie since?
Next Gen had Tribbles. Briefly.
I know they were on the Deep Space Nine episode.
Or, yeah. DS9, I'm sorry. Worf was there, so I assumed it was Next Gen.
Oh, right, because he joined the cast, yeah. That was a great episode, though, where they went back in time and they were doing stuff while Kirk and the gang from the episode was doing stuff.
They're all doing stuff.
All doing stuff. So, Kath, you'd never seen a Star Trek movie before. What were your thoughts?
I liked it. Like, it got me into Star Trek. Not enough to go back and watch the show or the old movies. No, but
Sad Pandas.
Looking forward to the next movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need to go all crazy Star Trek-y. I'll just stick with this new storyline.
It should be good, because J.J. Abrams likes to take his time with movies, and I hadn't realized it'd been 4 years since the last one.
Talk about taking your time.
What do you think about him taking over the Star Wars movie as well?
Well,
it's I think he should combine them.
Ooh, no.
That'd be a cool crossover, though.
Be horrible. It's two different stories.
People already confuse the titles enough, and yeah. I don't understand why.
No. So, Wars and Trek. One's fighting, one's
so he journeying. Should just make Wars Trek. Trek Wars.
Trek Wars?
You have the Tribbles and the Ewoks teaming up?
Could you imagine?
Do you think he'll come back to direct the next Star Trek movie? If that happens, it's going to be forever until the next one comes out.
Yeah, be another 4 years.
At that, because he's going to obviously concentrate on the Star Wars movie, which is out in 2015.
Well, just let Joss Whedon do it.
He's a little busy too, Case, too.
Just a little Avengers movie. Whatever.
John Favreau.
Oh, he'd be good too.
Anyone but Steven Spielberg, because he'll just Avatar it and make it 3D.
Or James Cameron.
Or that, yeah.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Put it underwater. That ship ain't coming out of the water.
It's, that ship
is staying in that one.
Aqua Trek.
Do you think Kirk became captain a little too fast in this movie, though?
I think it just showed his epicness, his awesomeness as Kirk.
Like, he was getting ready to get kicked out of the academy, and then he goes on this great adventure, and then he's the captain.
Wait, he did save Earth.
True.
I mean, if you save Earth, I'm sure they make you captain.
I guess so, yeah.
Meh.
And how about the green lady? Rachel Nichols from Continuum was the green lady Kirk was boning.
She was a very dark green.
Yeah.
I thought they could have lightened that up a little.
Racist.
I guess I am being green racist.
I kind of felt like it was when you see a black woman with really blonde hair. It wasn't really working for me.
Something's just off.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so I'm excited for the next one, though.
Yeah. Like the trailer when the ship's crashing into Earth?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
But so they just show a Klingon ship in the trailer, right? Like briefly flying.
Yeah, the Klingons are back in this one, I guess. Because they weren't in the last one at all.
No.
And the last good Klingon movie was probably Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country.
Yeah, because there was no Klingons in any of the other movies.
Except Worf.
Well, I mean, it's Worf.
Yeah.
It's always Worf.
Worf's got to be there.
What do you think about Michael Dorn trying to get a solo Worf movie done now?
I'd see it.
I'd probably see it, too, but I just think it's...
And that's why he's trying to make
it. It's a little silly.
If nerds like you will go.
It's a Worf and Chief O'Brien show.
Yes. Like the Odd Couple. Worf's the messy one. And
just add Will Wheaton and we're all set.
Worf's son on Star Trek The Next Generation, Kyle. You know who played him?
No.
Brian Bonzel from Family Ties.
Really?
The little kid, Andrew.
Really?
Yeah. I think I knew that, but I just was doing a little research this week. And
Worf's son bothered me in the Next Gen. He wasn't really Klingon-y.
He wasn't Worf enough.
No, he wasn't.
He took after his mother.
He seemed too much like a... too human.
Was his mother a human?
Yes.
Well, that's why.
Still. Even as a Klingon, he seemed too... too soft.
Sorry.
I don't know.
He needs to be an angry Klingon.
Yeah.
It's true.
As Klingons are wont to be.
They were an angry race.
Yeah.
Well, who's being the racist now?
What? Always trying to kill Kirk.
It's just tradition.
Well, Kirk did have in for him. He probably did piss off the Klingons a few times.
Well, they killed his son.
So they need to kill him?
I believe he uttered the phrase, "Klingon bastards, you killed my son."
Alright.
And the Klingon bastards in that movie were Christopher Lloyd and John Larroquette, of all people. Star Trek III, The Search for Spock.
Okay.
I'm getting way off topic.
Did I know that?
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, we are back. We regroup, we watch some trailers. Kath and John and I will talk about it right now. So we just reviewed the Man of Steel trailer. Also coming out in May, by the way.
Wow.
And I'm a big Superman fan from way back. A little disappointed in that last one from 2006.
Wasn't bad, but it wasn't anything to write home about.
Yeah, it was okay, but I rewatched it and he really comes across as a stalker in that movie.
Better than Transformers?
Better than Transformers, yeah. I'm excited. Like I said, Henry Cavill's playing Superman. He looks a lot like Superman from the comic books. And they have Zod as the villain. There's no Luthor in this, which I kind of like.
Yeah, Luthor's a bit of a douche.
They've overused him in the movies, I think.
Yeah, he was in a lot of the old ones, right?
There was four old ones, he was in three of them.
Yeah.
Superman has a ton more villains. You know, Brainiac, for example. Doomsday.
Mm-hmm. Doomsday? Mr. Ballistic.
That would be an interesting movie, though.
I'm not casting Peter Dinklage in my head for that role.
Doomsday killed Superman. They should do that movie.
Yeah.
Actually, just the other night, Superman 3 was on TV. Caught the ending of it.
Cool.
Yeah. It brought back good times.
I don't mind that one. I watched that one last year, and I said on air, because I had to watch Superman 3 and Superman 4 when Ballmer was around, and I said, Superman 3, I owe you an apology. You're not the worst Superman movie.
What was one where they go to the Niagara Falls? Was that number two?
That was number two, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great one, though.
Yeah.
And, Kath, I know you were excited that they've cast Amy Adams as Lois. Anything's got to be better than Kate Bosworth.
Yeah, I love Amy Adams. I hope she sings in it. I don't know how they're going to make that happen, but...
I guess she's a fan. Remember when she was on The Tonight Show a few weeks ago? She sang some of the song from the first movie that was played when Superman and Lois were flying around. It looks great, though. I can't wait. I got chills watching that trailer the first time.
Just the suit, the way it's...
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he's just wearing red and blue tights.
No, the suit looks good.
Oh, it looks good.
Kevin Costner looks great as his foster dad, too.
Yeah.
Although I still don't really like the line that, what am I supposed to do, let them die? Maybe.
It's almost like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I know you want him to keep his secret, but come on.
If it means protecting your identity, then yes.
Then yes, commit murder.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yes. Thank you, Sentinel Kelso.
What just happened?
I'm sorry.
Crossover.
Transformers and Superman. There was an Avengers Transformers comic a couple of years ago talking about crossovers, so I'm excited. Speaking of Superman, and Christopher Nolan's producing this, he directed the last three Batman movies. There's a rumor going around this week. For a while now, they've been planning a Justice League movie.
I actually just heard about that the other day. Well, not heard about it, but someone brought it up. And
I guess the script that got turned in was horrible. So the rumor has it that they've had enough... They've hired Christopher Nolan to try and fix things. And the big rumor this week, that if he comes back, he would probably bring Christian Bale back as Batman.
Hopefully.
Because the plan was they were going to cast a new guy.
That would just be horrible. I feel like Batman Begins all over again.
I think there should be some continuity. Like, they're going to have Henry Cavill from Man of Steel be Superman.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people didn't like him, but just for continuity's sake, I say bring Ryan Reynolds back as Green Lantern, too.
Yeah, well, it was like the Hulk. Who played the Hulk in the new Hulk movie?
Oh, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo. No, that was in The Avengers.
Oh, Eric Norton. Norton, what's his name?
Isn't it Eric Norton?
Edward Norton. Yeah.
Eric Edward, same thing.
Well, Eric Bana was the first Hulk. That's why I was getting confused.
And I mean, he didn't come back to the Avengers, and Ruffalo did a pretty good job, but would like to see Norton.
I guess Norton stirred crap up with Marvel, though, and that's why he didn't get asked back.
You pick Norton over Ruffalo?
Yeah.
Never.
Yep.
if he hadn't pissed off Marvel, I think we would have seen him back. And
well, it was never. It was like on Iron Man, the guy that played the black guy.
Oh, Rhodey.
Rhodey.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. It's just black guy and yeah, Rhodey. Like he, I don't like the new Rhodey.
No.
No.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I don't even understand what's happening
right
now.
I like Don Cheadle better, actually.
I love Don Cheadle so much better. That is all.
What is happening here? But yeah, for continuity, I say bring Ryan Reynolds back.
Christian Bale.
Obviously, they're going to have to cast a Flash and a Wonder Woman.
They should find a way to
get Anne Hathaway to play Wonder Woman. Yes,
no.
And the Flash.
Anne Hathaway to keep Catwoman in just less clothing.
No complaints
Wonder Woman
there.
Wears less clothing.
No complaints there, buddy. We never really talked about it. Speaking of these DC movies, we watched a homemade Wonder Woman trailer this week, which was all over the comic book sites. Someone made a trailer of Wonder Woman fighting Nazis in World War II. For just a
Michael Bay was not in it.
No, for a homemade trailer.
Oh, it was amazing.
I think that's how I'd want a Wonder Woman movie to go. Actually,
you can tell it was definitely done by a fan.
Yeah. Like, it didn't look that bad with the fighting scenes and whatnot, either. Who would you see play Wonder Woman? You're going to say Anne Hathaway, but John, what would you
Wonder
say?
Wonder Woman. Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. Getting somebody new, or...
I don't know, I'm going to say somebody new. Somebody who hasn't really...
Not Megan Fox?
Not Megan Fox.
I can't
Fox.
Have Anne Hathaway. Can I have Olivia...
Munn?
Or Olivia Wilde. Wilde.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde. Mm.
Olivia Munn, I think, is too funny.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd be able to actually do action hero.
If this was 10, 15 years ago, I would have said Monica Bellucci as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, she's a little older now.
And also, if it was 10, 15 years ago, I would have said Sandra Bullock, but...
She was up for the part back in the 90s, I guess, but they never went through with it.
I haven't really watched a lot of Wonder Woman. I haven't really read their comics, so I don't really know who would be a good Wonder Woman or not.
Yeah.
I would like to see a Zooey Deschanel Wonder Woman. It would be, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen
George
in my
Marshall
life.
Would love that movie.
Yeah. All right, so the only other hero that they've planned for that movie that hasn't been in a movie before is The Flash. Like, who would you see play him? See, if he hadn't already played Green Lantern, I would have said Ryan Reynolds for sure.
Can it be Captain Awesome from Chuck?
Sure.
Okay. I don't remember his name. Neil Patrick Harris.
I was just thinking that.
I don't know.
I was like, they should bring Neil Patrick Harris.
No, he voiced The Flash in a movie, but...
Neil Patrick Harris.
No.
If anything, he should be the Riddler in Batman.
He'd be a good Batman villain, I think.
Yeah.
Or somebody's villain.
Or
Toy
the
Man.
Flash.
The, you know, Magic Trick Guy or something.
Nathan Fillion
Magic
as The Flash.
Magic Trick Guy.
What about Chris Pine? I think he'd make a good Flash.
Yeah.
He's also Jack Ryan now, too.
See?
Yeah, I guess so. Nicolas Cage.
Shia LaBeouf.
Nicolas.
Shia LaBeouf.
Superman!
Oh,
Nicolas Cage, that would be awesome.
I'd like to see Mark Valley, but I think he's too old.
Why not bring Mark Wahlberg for The Flash?
Mark Valley would have been
Don
a good cap.
Wahlberg. George Clooney?
No. No, keep him away from superhero movies.
Now, how about Riddler? Jim Carrey?
He was all right.
Bring him back?
Sure, why not? I think they're going for more of a threat than the Riddler in the Justice League movie, though. I think Darkseid was announced as the villain.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they can make the Riddler darker.
I want to... Actually, it's been done in the comics, so yeah. Darkseid, I want to see Michael Ironside do the voice of him. He did his voice on the Superman cartoon, and he was amazing. Hunter will back me up when he hears this.
Okay. Somebody will.
So the Batman Arkham City and Arkham Asylum games for the consoles out, the guy that plays Batman is the same guy that played the voice in the animated series.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy.
Yeah. I was playing him, but it sounds a lot like the animated series. And sure enough, it was.
You know your cartoons.
Yeah.
He still voices them from time to time on the DVDs that come out, the DC DVDs.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's true. He's great. Kevin Conroy, he's fantastic.
Huh. He's the kid from Entourage, right?
I don't know. That's Kevin Dillon.
Huh. Mark Hamill played voice Joker, right?
Yeah.
They should bring him back for Joker.
Oh, definitely. I can't picture anyone else doing his voice now.
No. I don't know. Heath Ledger did a good job, and I...
Oh, he was fantastic. Yeah.
If there's a way we can bring him home from the, back from the dead, that'd be awesome. But
I don't think he's coming back for this project.
Well, if he... that is a good point, actually. So, originally, Dark Knight Rises was supposed to have the Joker as the villain. But then, unfortunately, what happened to Heath Ledger, they couldn't do it. Like, Bane wasn't even planned for this movie. Like, do you think that would have been, like, a totally...
I'm kind of upset that even Two-Face died too soon.
Yeah, I thought that he wasn't really dead at the end of that movie.
Same. I was thinking, you know, he's probably just going to be, like, in the Arkham Asylum all, you know, locked up and stuff. But, no, he was dead.
Yeah, they should have had him have his own movie instead of just tacking him on at the end of The Dark Knight.
Yeah. It was too fast for... It's kind of like he was there as a secondary just because they needed somebody to fill in the spot for Joker.
Yeah.
Too Fast, Too Furious?
Although I never thought a Bane movie would be good, and then that was great.
Yes.
Because before that, when I thought of Bane, I thought of cheesy Bane from the Batman and Robin movie.
Yeah. Because, I mean, didn't Bane even in the cartoons have the chemicals and the tubes and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's got a crab for a mask.
Yeah. Darth Vader?
He breathes through crab.
Yeah.
But it was still really well done. His voice was...
What did you call it? Sean Connery on crack?
Yeah. He just sounded like he was doing a Sean Connery impression the whole time. And then I just kept throwing in Hunt for Red October lines.
You did, too, right in the theater.
For silly. One ping. One ping only.
Do you think you're going to stay awake for all the superhero movies?
No. This is going to be the best summer of napping.
It's going to be the most expensive May.
What about the X-Men movies?
No.
No, because the Wolverine's coming out this summer.
You know what? I liked Wolverine. I liked X-Men 1. I hated the rest of the X-Men's.
Did you see the new class? First class? Whatever?
No, I have not seen the movie yet, so that's still on my list of things to see.
That one's good. I hated the third one. That was the one I didn't like.
We had no expectation for First Class. We were like, yeah, whatever. And then we watched it and got so sucked into it. It was so
good. I was angry we didn't see that in the theater when we saw it.
I heard about it. I'm like, you know what? It's X-Men. I'm not really a fan. And then everyone's like, it's amazing. And then I just haven't got around to see it because I've been busy. I've been in jail for a while.
It's true. Yeah.
Not as an inmate, though.
No, no.
You're not Bane.
That's not the name I thought you were going to say.
I can't say that name on the air. We'll say it later.
We'll get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say anything at all, but...
Well, you know what? I'll save it for the geek survey then. What else? Yeah. Is that it?
I think...
Well, we're at the hour mark anyhow. So we're going to wrap things up here.
You don't want to review all the movies, or else we'll have no more movies to review.
That's right. That's right. Okay. I want to say thanks to John for coming out for the movie panel this week.
Thanks for having me. It was a good time. I'm looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, I'm glad you could finally be here, man. And definitely, you know what? I was talking to Kath. We got to have you definitely back after we all see Star Trek Into Darkness, so we can review that together.
After May, we'll come back and just do a...
Oh, geez. After you camp out in Mississauga for May. It's the John Show.
I'll do a live broadcast from Saga, waiting in line for all the...
All right.
You could do that.
John with his tent and his...
pee jug.
Well, I wasn't going to go there. But how about on that note, we end this segment with that thought in our heads. And
now a word from our pee jug sponsor.
All right. So thanks for listening. And... we'll see you next time on our movie reviews.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.